Gerald saw the world differently. He loved to watch the animals carry out their daily tasks. He wished he could join the fish as they swam in the cool waters. He longed to be a bird flying freely in the sky. He thought it would be fun to be a bunny and hop away from it all. As Gerald walked towards his house, he dusted himself off. As he stood there, he felt the sun beaming down on him. It warmed him inside and out. The brightness brought a smile to his face. He sat down on the deck, breathed in the day, allowed the warmth to lift his spirits, then noticed an inchworm inching its way across his boards. He watched it slowly straddle a small crack between the panels and pull itself over. Gerald looked at the length of his deck and realized that this was like a barren desert that would take all day, if not multiple days, for this little guy to navigate across. He knew he wanted to help it, but he didn't want to interfere. If he carried the inchworm to the end of the deck, he may end up taking it too far. If he left it at the end of the deck without the value of the journey, it may become lost and not know where to go from there. Gerald also knew that, like the butterfly who must be left alone to strengthen its wings when it emerges from the cocoon, he needed to leave the inchworm alone as well. However, as he watched that little worm slowly make his way across each deck board, surprise caught him when he noticed the inchworm suddenly seemed stumped. The separation between the board he was on and the one he intended to go across to was huge. It was longer than his entire body. There was no way he could make it across. Gerald realized that without help, this little guy would have to turn back around, to travel a day back the way he came. He then observed as the inchworm looked left and then right. It studied the situation and decided to travel down the board parallel to the cavern in hopes of finding some other way across. He wasn't willing to give up. This made Gerald smile. The determination this little insignificant inchworm had in getting to his ultimate destination was strong. The pride Gerald felt for it grew more in that moment. Since Gerald was larger, able to see so much more, he glanced down at the cavern on both sides of the inchworm and realized that no matter how long it took that little guy, he would not find a way across. Gerald instantly felt sad. He wanted so much to help. Gerald stood up, reached for a nearby tree, and shook a limb enough to loosen a leaf. He watched that leaf spiral through the air down towards the ground and land in front of the worm. Its landing startled the inchworm, but once he realized it was safe, he continued towards the leaf. Gerald watched for quite some time as the worm investigated. It maneuvered around the green obstacle and then inched on top of it. Gerald was amazed as he watched the worm push the leaf over the cavern to create a bridge. As he watched the worm accomplish his task and move forward, he knew he had helped by supplying an opportunity that the worm was able to take advantage of. It was through tasks like these simple, inconsequential, trivial things that made Gerald the happiest.